He kie kie ki uta he tā muri ki tai. Tēnei au kei raro I te maru o te maunga tapu o Mauao, e whakamānoa tūnei, e whakamānoa tūnei. Welcome to Mata with me, Mihi Ngārangi Forbes, brought to you by Te Māngai Pāho and Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand on Air. This special episode is recorded at Te Reo Irirangi o Tauranga Moana, as iwi here mark 160 years since the Battle of Pukihinehina. Soon we'll discuss what those commemorations mean to the Haukainga, as well as what's on the agenda at the National Iwi Chairs Forum hosted here later this week. Engari mātua rā, kei tahuri te kei o tēnei waka ki te whanganui ātara. The stoush over whether or not the Minister for Oranga Tamariki, Karen Chaw, should appear before the Waitangi Tribunal is set to head back to court. Late last week, veteran Māori lawyer Annette Sykes announced she would appeal a ruling from the High Court overturning the Tribunal's summons of Chaw as part of its inquiry into the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. 7AA requires the agency to meet legislative obligations and explicit duties, demonstrating a practical commitment to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. The tribunal claim was lodged by Te Tāwharau o Ngāti Pūkenga and its former chair, Rahira Ohia, joins me now. Tēnā koe I te iho pūmanua. Before I begin, tell us, if you can, about the mahi that's happened here in Tauranga Moana under the framework of that particular legislation, 7AA.
Yeah, tēnā koe mihi. Under 7AA, those of us from Ngā Pōtiki, Ngāti Pūkenga and Waitaha and Ngaitarangi decided that it was important to create something called Te Whakaruruhau at the Ngā Parirau site for Oranga Tamariki, and it's based in Papamoa. The thing that we really wanted to influence was the practice that they use at that site, particularly in relation to Tamariki Māori, but also in relation to Tamariki more generally, because it's based on the idea that if you bring people's communities in to support them and to help them, to guide them, to provide them with advice, then the results for them will be better than they would otherwise have been.
And with someone like yourself who's had a lot of experience in this area, you know, does it warm your heart, you know, to see the results there? Like, have you got some examples?
Very much so. One of the things that has happened is that by bringing communities in, the number of tamariki who have gone into state care, who have become wards of the state, has actually reduced. And it's helped that we have a lot of Māori in the office who are working hard with their colleagues and amongst themselves to ensure that the results for tamariki Māori are better than they might otherwise have been.
Would you call this relationship with the iwi and Oranga Tamariki a partnership up until this point?
Yes, I would say so. It's important to note, though, that Oranga Tamariki has partnerships of other kinds with each iwi, independently of Te Whakaruruhau. But Te Whakaruruhau exists because the site is actually on the lands of Ngā Pōtiki and Ngāti Pūkenga, Ngaitarangi and Waitaha also have interests there. So we use that as an opportunity to kind of forge a stronger relationship between Oranga Tamariki and those mana whenua.
So what does the repealing of this legislation mean for the future of that project and that program?
So the thing that it has created is a dilemma about whether or not there is support for us still to focus on the heritage and identity of children. And regardless of whether they're Māori or not, you know, heritage and identity makes a difference to our ability to solve problems or resolve issues that tamariki and their whānau and families might be having. So the repeal of 7AA is essentially lacking, it's creating a sense that the value of heritage and identity is being diminished. And if that's the case, you know, it's since the early 80s, it's been clear that heritage and identity are critical to success if you're dedicated to improving outcomes for Māori, whether they be health outcomes or social outcomes, whatever they may be.
So a group of these iwi, Ngā Potiki, Ngāti Pūkinga, took an urgent claim at the Waitangi Tribunal because of everything you've just said.
Yes.
And you know, just the lack of possible commitment going forward because you don't know, because there's nothing in legislation. And so I guess we're here today because the Minister for Children, Karen Chaw, has decided not to answer questions or turn up. What's your response to that? Here you are, you know, this little iwi hapu here in Tauranga Moana going all the way to Wellington to fight for your tamariki mokupuna. Would you have expected the minister to front up kanohi ki te kanohi?
I would have, yes. I would have expected her to appear. On the other hand, the evidence that was presented, notwithstanding that she wasn't there, is damning. But I would have thought that in light of that evidence, which presumably she knows about, you'd want to appear to put your own perspective on that evidence. But that wasn't the case.
Yeah, so you're bringing your evidence, whether it's anecdotal or actually you've got data now that the number of children going back into Oranga Tamariki has reduced since your program has been up. What do you think, what's the minister's argument? What evidence and data is she relying on?
I don't actually know, because she hasn't indicated what the actual evidence is, but what we know is that it's anecdotal. And, you know, I'm a former policy maker for government, and I know that anecdotal evidence was never enough in the past, and I'm not sure why it's enough now. The empirical evidence that's been gathered over years, you know, since Pu'au Te Atatū essentially, indicates that Māori children need to know where they come from, who they are, who they can rely on. And without 7AA, there's no assurance that Oranga Tamariki will take that into account. And we all know, we all have views about whether or not the practices of Oranga Tamariki have worked or not, but the evidence suggests, in the case of Māori, it definitely hasn't. So without the assurance of 7AA, I don't know how we move forward.
You have an audience later this week with some, hopefully, ministers of the Crown who may turn up to the Iwi Leaders Forum, who knows, ko te tūmana ko katai atu. What would you like to say to the likes of the Minister for Māori Development, Tama Pōtaka, and anyone else who's listening about the repeal of 7AA?
I watched him being interviewed by Scotty and over the weekend, and the thing that sort of resonated with me was, you know, have you got our backs or not? And that's the question. It's not a matter of, you know, you can sort of moderate your view because you belong to the National Party or you're part of a coalition government. I really have no interest in why they're in those arrangements. The only interest I have is whether or not, you know, Tama has our back. And I still don't know the answer. I think he was equivocating over the weekend. And
will you be putting that question to him this week?
I would love to, yes, if they'll let me in the room.
I'm sure. Here's a karanga kia rātou, ngā rangatira kia tuwhera mai te kua hāmo whaia. But just before we go, we're commemorating 160 years since the Battle of Pukihinihina. And I know we're talking about we're talking about mokopuna, you know.
Sure.
So how are you reflecting this week?
Yeah, if I reflect on it too deeply, I get really, really sad. You know, I'm really sometimes feel really sort of disenfranchised by what went on there. On the other hand, it demonstrated our ability to adapt and it demonstrated our kindness and our generosity. And those are the things we still bring to the table. The thing that disappoints me the most, though, is that our Pākehā counterparts are not interested in knowing what we know to inform what they might do. And yet that's what they did, you know, after Pukuhinahina. They used our knowledge, our innovation, our consideration as a basis for the way they engaged, you know, in subsequent battles and wars. And, you know, and now they can't adapt. You know, it just strikes me as being kind of churlish that they wouldn't take that up again.
Tēnā koe, ka nui te mihi ki a koe, te whītiki o te ki. Ahako, uhiuhi ngā ngaru ka whakaia anō te toka a Tirikawa. Despite the waves that crash continuously, Tirikawa Rock remains salient. A whakatau ki about fortitude in the face of great challenges has been selected as the theme for this year's National Iwi Chairs Forum being held in Tauranga later this week. And this time, 160 years ago, that fortitude was on full display when the iwi of Tauranga faced down the might of the British Empire as colonial forces advanced on Pukuhinahina Gate Pā. To share their reflections on the Battle of Pukuhinahina, as well as their insights into the upcoming forum and the many challenges that Māori now face. I'm joined by Ngāti Ranginui Chair Charlie Rahiri and Ngāti Hangarau Chair Koro Nicholas. Koro, those whakatauaki, they don't really grow old. How do you use the kōrero about Tirikawa today?
Regarding Tirikawa, we use that analogy as an indomitable fortress, even to these days. So when we think of all the social, the political, the technological, the numerical kind of disadvantages our tūpuna faced 160 years ago, Pukuhinahina, those kind of raruraru are still pertinent to the people living these days. Now, when we think of Tirikawa, we think of the leaders, the rangatira, who stood fast in those days, and then we look at our leaders of the hapu and the iwi these days. It actually, that particular analogy gives us an eye for the strategies that our leaders need to adopt. So rather than waiting for things to come, you look at people like Puhirake and Taratoa, who actually took the battle to those odds. And so those kind of analogies, those whakatauaki, they are still pertinent, they are still relevant to our struggles today.
Charlie, you talked about some of the taonga that have been down at Pukuhinahina this week. 160 years on, as rangatira today of these iwi here, how does it feel when you hold them?
There's probably a boil up of emotions when you hold or see these taonga. Today we had a pōhiri for three taonga that were brought on to Pukuhinahina. Once just recently we've returned to the whānau of Enoka Ngātai. And yeah, the provenance of that taiaha deemed it was used at Pukuhinahina, and to see that taiaha lie alongside the tefatefa of Taipari and Hori Taioho Ngātai's taiaha, and then be welcomed by Tahuri Wakanui, which is a taiaha from Gaitama Rawa, or Ngāti Ranginui actually. We made the decision to let our children hold them. And some were saying, oh, they're a bit heavy for them. I said, well, actually, no, because these are their tūpuna, and it's now them, our tamariki, Ngauri Whakatupuranga, who have to carry these kaupapa through. And I have to acknowledge Te Whare Kura o Tauranga Moana here, because they show up every year. Every year, not just for the big anniversaries, every year to whakanui, you know, Pukuhinahina and the celebration that is, and those repositories of knowledge are shifted to our tamariki. So it's really important. It's sad. I mean, we talked about in the whai kōrero today, took 10 years ago, you know, when we had the 150 years, and so many of our kaumātua have passed since then. Actually, just the entire paipai of Ranginui nearly has passed. So that echelon of kuraua no te ao kohatsu, we no longer have, you know, and we just had to stop looking around, looking for someone to speak, and you know, the realisation that we are now the taumata of Ranginui.
As those on the paipai today, what does it feel like for you to have all of these kura with all of these tamariki who can stand on pai, who can stand their own, who know their whakapapa? That must be, and you know, it must be, you know, warm, must warm your heart. It must make you feel like there's a good future ahead for you.
Yes, like the social and political changes that we as a iwi, as a hapu, as a Māori nation look forward to, we know that our kura, our schools, our kohanga, our whare wānanga, and our kapahaka are supremely placed to be able to lead that challenge. And it doesn't just happen on the way. You need concerted effort by our leaders to be able to push the energy into these spaces so that, starting with our kura, our education system, that can lead the way. And when what we see coming through these days, every year we get more and more people that are becoming more conscious of what pukehinahina means and how they can translate that into their lives. So with our kura leading the way, all our kura here, it's slowly starting to become more ingrained into the curriculum of our schools, our kura, our local schools, and even throughout the nation as well. So when we are able to talk candidly about this particular era of our history and have conversations, the good and the bad, with each other, we bring that forth, that consciousness, and by doing that, we are able to put more energy into the space to enliven it. So that aura comes from not just because things are happening, it's because there's actually people behind our kura, behind our kapahaka, pushing these kaupapa forward so that they can be brought into the light.
We have just had a kōrero with Rahira Ohia, and it's around the 7AA and, you know, what's happening in the space of Oranga Tamariki. But one thing she did talk about was how, you know, tauranga, moana, Māori know their history more and more these days, but what's frustrating for her is that tangata tiriti aren't knowing the history of this land. And so, you know, we've made a documentary. We've helped you make the documentary, and that's going to be broadcast to your iwi this week. Charlie, how do you get, you know, tangata Pākehā tiriti here in Tauranga Moana to not buy in, but, you know, to start, you know, to be open to learning about the history, because it's got to be both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the attempt or the movement from the previous government to implement history in schools was a huge step forward. And it's a huge step forward that we cannot take away. And in doing so, teaching our history in schools, you know, was part of the drive that took my hikarauna around the country. Asked the question, should te reo be compulsory? You know, and we heard the unanimously no, because of three reasons: who's going to teach it, who's going to monitor it, and compulsion was something that was forced upon us. Then why would we do it to others? But let's teach our kids our history. I'm confident that our children and their children are the precipice of change, that Aotearoa will mature under their stewardship, mature where we have mutual respect, where we can honestly say, tangata tiriti can honestly say, yes, I am bicultural, I can walk in both worlds. At the moment, only Māori can. And I've been a part of different movements, one in particular where we're working with teachers to upskill them on localised history, and the opportunity for that is huge, because they have it in their hands. Yeah, they have it in their hands to ensure that every child in every schools knows that, one, the local history, two, the regional history, and three, the history of this nation. And I don't want my kids to learn what I learned in seven form history, which was Tudor Stuart England, which had no relevance to me until I went to England. But, you know, something that resonates with them, and I do believe our children know more than the generation before me, and that's no slight on my father's generation. They just weren't taught it because it wasn't the thing to do. You know.
Despite the settings of this current coalition around history in schools and te reo, do you have confidence, or you know, do you think that mainstream schools here in Tauranga Moana will continue to learn certain aspects and the stories of this rohe?
I guess you said it. There are New Zealand society, as I see it, is leaning more towards being able to incorporate those kind of ideas. And it starts in the younger generations, actually. So they're going to be growing old. They're going to be taking positions throughout the country. They will be able to develop the narrative more within their own homes, which is really important, bringing up their own tamariki, Māori and Pākehā, to be able to incorporate the narratives that they've had the experience of learning within the schooling system. So that's supremely important. We need to be kind of resilient that no matter which colour the government is, that these narratives continue. So it's kind of a challenge for our leaders, especially with the iwi chairs coming to Tauranga this week, to be able to be resilient in who we are and how we stand and our place in the world, in New Zealand and in the world, that we can, no matter what change of government there is coming, because they will always change, governments will always go left or right, but we need to be able to have our strong standing in who we are, no matter what political wave comes.
Kia ora. Good segue to Iwi Leaders Forum. What do we expect? What are we expecting? Who's coming?
I think there's a mood within the Iwi leaders that, not reacting to the current political climate, but enhancing our ability to respond. We've had a huge response from our Iwi leaders, so in excess of 60 Iwi leaders will be in Tauranga. The pōhiri on Wednesday at Ahuria, but some of the hot potato items obviously are the fast-track legislation, the oranga tamariki, what's happening in the public sector with Māori facing roles, and how our people are feeling at the moment. I think it's vitally important that we continue to occupy that space. As we know, colonial amnesia precedes their erasure, which can only recover memory by the sheer force of those who never forget. And we must implant that within our people. I think iwi leaders, I think it's time to show leadership. It's time to show some strong leadership in terms of how we navigate this space. We've been here before. We've been here before. Yes, resilience, but also a little bit of the whakatauaki talks about resistance and defiance as well.
I heard the Minister for Māori Development, Tamapotaka, talk about, kotahitanga has been around forever, but it's not the same. It doesn't always have the same gravitas as we're seeing at the moment. Would you agree, Koro?
Yeah, so kotahitanga is, it's not a paerewa that you achieve. It's always a vision that you work towards. There will never be full kotahitanga, but it's a noble goal that we should all pursue, and Tauranga Moana has been doing that since the institution of the kingitanga. So it's something that we can work towards as a motu, Māori and Pākehā. That's the way I see it.
Do you, will government ministers come, and do you hope they come with their ears open? What's your message?
Hey, look, to take the analogy of puke hina hina, we invited them, no word. We invited them, no word. So we made it so that they could not dismiss our invitation. We brought the pā right to their back doorstep. So if they don't come in the first invite or the second invite, we will one day make sure that there's an invite that they absolutely cannot dismiss.
Is there one particular kaupapa? Do you know if anyone is coming from the government? Would you be just? Oh, they are?
Yeah.
They are. And is it a good buy-in, do you think, in terms of, you know, years before, sometimes the Iwi Leaders Forum has, you know, been quite low-key?
Yeah, I think that the lead ministers, in line with the lead PO, are all coming and will be there. They're having ongoing discussions within their PO areas to reach some sort of conversation, or not so much a decision, conversation piece for their arrival on Friday, but... So there, we have a suite of ministers coming, and I think in Waitangi they made a commitment to continue.
We often hear people say, I just want them to come and listen, but do you want them to answer as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we owe that to our people to request.
It's going to be an interesting week ahead of us. Ka nui te mihi ana, kia kōrua o tira ki ngā iwi katoa o Tauranga Moana, tēnā kōrua.
Ngā mihi, kia ora.
Tēnā koutou e ngā manu kōrero i tau mai, ki tēnei pai i te rānei, kia tuka tirikawa, kia matāra tonu rā tātou katoa. Tēnei te mihi whakaute ki te māngai pāho, me irirangi te motu, nā rāua, tēnei hōtaka i taunaki. We'll be back in a fortnight. Nohoro mai.